caring for church property. It was while we were in Wisconsin that my sister Bethany and I began studying Spanish with our first teacher. The Lord used our family's experience in the pasture to give me a passion for church planting. During that time, I attended Calvary Bible College at that time, now a university. My desire was to be involved in church planting in the U.S., but God had other plans. The Lord used my missions professor's heartfelt prayers for unreached peoples around the world to arouse in me an interest in foreign missions. He also blessed me with the opportunity to learn and serve in the Hispanic community of my local church, which was Open Door Bible Church in Belton, Missouri. In February 2009, I moved to Guadalajara, Mexico, together with my sister to serve in a church planting ministry on the northwest side of the metro area. We served together there for 5.5 years, leading the youth group, helping with the music ministry, developing materials for discipleship, coordinating day camps for children and youth, and leading many Bible studies. And in February 2015, the Lord directed us to join a younger church plant on the east side of the city. We feel very blessed to participate in the early stages of this church plant, which is Rivers of Grace Community Bible Church. Helping start the youth ministry, teaching classes for children, participating in the music ministry, and reaching out into the neighborhood around our church with the gospel. In addition to being involved with the church plant, the Lord has blessed us with the opportunity to participate in the network of Bible churches in Guadalajara for cross-cultural missions, and I teach music classes at the local Bible Institute. Well, that's just a quick summary. I think we'll maybe interrupt those slides and just bring them back up at this point. Corey and Bethany, do you have anything you'd like to say to these folks? You can't see them. I'm sorry for that. But we can see you and want to just give you the opportunity to add anything to what we said on the biographical sketch.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. I'm Corey, by the way. And thanks for having us this morning and letting us participate by Skype. And yeah, it's a privilege to be able to share what God has been doing here. And we definitely feel like whatever has been accomplished is because of what He's done. We're thankful for the training and background He's given us and the opportunity to use that here in Mexico. We were thinking about a little bit about the award, because what we understood about the award is about basically starting a project and finishing it. And we've got several different projects we've worked on, but the thing that really motivates us to do that, to start to finish, is the character of God, because it's the face of God. And we see that He starts projects. Him and be like Him, and practically, where you start something, committing, like here, or you think to practice, you time to pray about. And if it is, then we want to commit to it and finish it. We also very thankful for the mission of our ministry. Our ministry very grateful pastors and dad during our adolescent period. His example and the mom's example is a tremendous year.
Can you ladies hear me?
Yeah.
We've somehow lost the audio. We're only getting about every other word. I think we probably better just go ahead and skip on ahead. I'm going to ask Warren Cheek to come up because Warren is here on behalf of UIM, and we'll actually present him with the plaque that's going to end up with you. But we'd like to actually have someone that we can give it to, and then we'll make sure that you get it. Um, I'll just read the plaque. It won't necessarily be on the screen this time. This is the New Horizons Award presented to Corey and Bethany Anderson, serving faithfully since 2009 and with UIM International since 2015, with special recognition for godly and faithful service, Bible teaching, and discipleship. And it's awarded by the Association of North American Missions, 76th Annual Meeting, April 18 and 19, 2018, in Kansas City, Kansas. So, Warren, on behalf of Corey and Bethany, I give you this award, and you ladies know that Warren now has it, and you will track him down if you don't get it right. You want to try again and see whether the audio has restored itself, or?
Let's see if it's working. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for the award. Thank you for this time. And thank you, Warren, for receiving it on our behalf. and Dan for nominating us. everything is really because of the Lord. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for Him, and we wouldn't have stayed here if it weren't for Him.
Right.
And so we thank you for this. We don't feel deserving in any way, but we appreciate your kindness and pray that we can continue to be faithful and to finish well.
Alrighty. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Warren if he'll just pray for you and ask the Lord's blessing on your continued ministry.
Alright, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much today for Corey and her life and her ministry, Lord, and for Bethany and their faithful service together, Lord. I pray if it be your will that you make it back down to Brother Hara to visit with them and encourage them in the work that they're doing and others that they're serving with, Lord. We just also thank you for their mom and her ongoing ministry here in the Kansas City area, for Calvary Bible and Calvary University now, Lord, and the impact that this great school has in so many people's lives, Lord. We just praise you for your faithfulness, Lord, and we thank you for biblical ministries worldwide and the years that they were able to spend with them and serve with them. And now with UIM, Lord, we just are praying that you'd send out many more laborers, Lord, to your harvest field, no matter the age, Lord. We just pray this. And again, we pray that you give them the day that you want them to have, and you give them your joy and your strength. And again, we praise you for bearing with me. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, ladies. I guess we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.